As usual, I have to make some announcement. The first announcement is very important. Maybe some of you, is quite tired to attend it in the seminars in the afternoon. We can fully understand. And maybe it's because you go late to sleep in the evening. Maybe. You know, maybe around 2 o'clock, half past 2, 3 o'clock. You don't know because, but there are some gendarme here that go around in the corridors so they know at what time you go bed. So, now seriously, we have only other 2 days to benefit from every moment, every second of this gathering, really. So, it's very important. You know, you are coming from so far away. You had a lot of, you sacrificed your time, your studies. You took maybe sometimes 2 days to come here. So it's pity to lose times here. And we know because you are so happy and so you are so excited to meet each other and to stay each other as long as possible. But you can stay together since 6 o'clock in the morning till midnight maybe. So really, if you want to benefit also from the seminars, you can see which is your your capacity to focus on the subjects and the seminars with few hours of sleep. Okay, the second announcement is that this evening we have the Grand Gala artist. Oh, that's good. Another time, the Grand Gala of Art. Fantastic. And so because you want to prepare yourself better, we start at 9 o'clock instead of 8:30, okay?
Fantastic.
The third announcement that for Saturday night there is a evening of talents. So if you have any kind of talent, not every, but you know some talent you can show here, please go to Sara Ceccherini, Noemi Robiati and Naim Abid to put your name in their list and so to arrange the Saturday evening. It's okay? So now we start with our presentation. And because in these days you were so creative for your presentation, I thought I have always they say blue one, white one, and so I want to be creative also to call your color
purple.
So I say a question. You can answer with the name of the color. So how you draw the sunshine in which color?
Yellow.
Hello, friends. Actually, we are yellow and orange because our group merged together. Before we want to start presenting our points, I just wanted to say that in our group, a lot of metaphors came up. So we're going to try to repaint some pictures for you.
Well, first of all, we thought of comparing the 10-year crusade with a 5-year plan, because actually that was the nature of the task we had for today. Well, first of all, in the 10-year crusade, Shoghi Effendi also categorizes the different territories in the world and also tells us that we have to open up the virgin ones and consolidate the ones which have Baha'is. While in the 5-year plan, we also have clusters, but we have A, B, C, and D. Well, and we have also the same terminology of virgin. Virgin territories, virgin clusters now. Well, we also thought that maybe Shoghi Effendi wanted us to vie. He told us, Ashendis, vie, come on, vie. So maybe the Universe House of Justice, by telling us, open your D clusters, make your C B, make your B A clusters. Maybe he also wanted us to vie. That was our first point we raised. Oh, thank you. And something very important is that both plans were under the guidance, or under the divine guidance. First of all, we have Shoghi Effendi guiding us through most of the years of the 10-year crusade, but now we have the Universe House of Justice telling us what to do.
Our second point is a metaphor, and we have the metaphor of the rising sun. First, when the sun rises, you have the diffusion of the rays of the sun. And one could maybe compare that to the 10-year crusade, to the knights of Baha'u'llah pioneering to the virgin territories and opening them to the faith. After that diffusion of the rays of the sun comes the penetration on the ground and the spreading on the ground. And one could maybe compare that to the consolidation. And another way of explaining this process would be to look at the heroic age and at our time now. During the heroic age, it was the time for people to give their life for this faith, to die for this faith, to be martyrs. This time is over now. Now we're called upon to be living martyrs, to give our time to the faith, to serve for the faith. So taking it even further, one could also say that the time for spreading the faith geographically is kind of over, that the time for pioneering is for the most part finished, and that now it is the time to prepare the grounds in our communities, which now for us means clusters, core activities, and preparing our communities to accept the new friends, the entry by troops, the spiritual conquest.
Well, I will again refer to the 10-year crusade. While the 10-year crusade was beginning, and while Shoghi Effendi was trying to build up the administrative order that we also find in the tablets of the divine plan, friends maybe had problem of understanding the whole concept of LSAs, NSAs, and this whole image that we have clearly in our minds today. So maybe we could correlate this with the concept of clusters and of institutes that we have to familiarize with today. And as we had with the LSAs in the 10-year crusade, we also have really amazing results of the clusters and of the institutes. We haven't even reached the end, and we also have great results from not all over Europe, which we are all here, but from the whole world. To familiarize ourselves with the different concepts we find in the messages of the Universal House of Justice, we found it important that everybody, when we go to their homes, we should study the messages of the Universal House of Justice, because each word has its own meaning and wants to convey a message. And we have to, as youth, be really careful to see what this message is and also to carry out, because you have the strength and the potentiality to do it.
We also talked about the progressive revelation and how through the progressive revelation, the outward form of religion changed. Its spirit stayed the same and its source stayed the same, but its outward form changed. And just as in the progressive revelation, the outward form of religion changed, within the Baha'i dispensation, the outward form of the dispensation changes. We could call it a culture of change, but the spirit itself stays the same. We also took it further and talked about the culture of change and how the youth play a vital role in carrying that culture of change, not only in understanding and being aware of the culture of change, but also in helping other members in our community to carry that culture as well.
Then we had a small comparison of the five-year plan and a doctor, a wise doctor, as we also find many times in the writings. So, if we have a sick person as doctors, what would we do? We would, first of all, look at the cause of the illness that he has, and then treat him in the following way. First of all, to give him a remedy, a medicine which will which has to do with the illness itself, so which could be correlated with the institute process we are facing now in the five-year plan. A second thing a doctor would do is to give a medicine which will prevent the illness from coming again to this person. So it's not just, you know, for 5 days you're okay and then you're again down. So you're fit for the whole time. And so we thought that this is the children's classes, because in this way you educate children, which is the future of the world. And then what our doctor would do is also give us a strengthening medicine, so we get more strength, because always strength is needed. And so we thought of this as the devotional gatherings, which we hold in our houses, because we want, and we're also getting strength from prayer, from God. We are getting energy and strength.
And also a very neat suggestion that came up during our consultation is that we could also design maps like Shoghi Effendi, that we could mark the core activities in our countries. And one last point, which also came up, is that Shoghi Effendi would be overjoyed to see everybody in the Baha'i world working together, that he was working for the Baha'i world to work as a unity. And that it's also neat for us to see pictures of the youth in Africa studying the same Ruhi books as we are. And last but not least, I have to quote somebody in our group who said a very beautiful sentence. He said that we are living Shoghi Effendi's dream and we are earning the fruits of his labor. Thank you.
Thank you. You were yellow and orange together. Yeah. How many people attended your seminars together? 10 together. Okay. Now the color is that the sum of all colors.
White.
Turquoise.
I start reading the question, the task. Another Baha'i in your community who cherishes nostalgic memories of the 10-year crusade complains that all this talk of clusters and institutes in the recent messages of the Universal House of Justice seems to be very far removed from the spirit of the faith of Baha'u'llah. How would you communicate today's course materials to this friend in such a way as to answer his concerns? Well, the first point that we think should be presented is that, after all, the House of Justice is the head of the faith. And if we are Baha'i and we believe in the covenant, we can trust the House of Justice and his vision of the future, that this is the way we have to follow now for our community. After all, the House of Justice has also the divine guidance. So, what do you want more? But if you want more, there are a couple of other points that are fairly logical and that I think are very good in explaining to him the good things that are in the five-year plans. These points are related mostly on the similarities that there are between the 10-year crusade and the five-year plan. Because we said this morning, we listened this morning, that in the 10-year crusade, Shoghi Effendi divided the earth in virgin and consolidation territories. Now, in the five-year plans, the Universal House of Justice has divided the countries in clusters. So we are doing something similar, but in a different scale. Now we are on the border, inside the border of our countries, and we have the local assemblies working together with the assistants, the auxiliary board members, and the national spiritual assemblies with the councillors and so on. So this is the first similarity between the two plans. The other similarity is that I have to say that we think that the person we are talking is one that sees in the 10-year crusade only a part of the goals that were given, because maybe he is nostalgic because he sees the pioneering side, so the heroic side, the something that moves the heart of the person that think about this plan. But in the 27 points of the 10-year crusade, there are also a sort of administrative or bureaucratic points. And, for example, the points that are related to the National Spiritual Assemblies, the spin-offs of the National Spiritual Assemblies, their branches in Palestine. Of course, the five-year plan seems more administrative because we are building a structure, a new structure, that have to sustain the growth of our faith at this moment. Well, I think it's up to you.
Okay. We also discussed the processes that the other group discussed about the devotional meetings and the children's classes, and we posed to each other the question that, you know, how can Baha'i children's classes be far from the spirit of the faith? So we asked that question. We said, how can education of the future generations be far from the spirit of the faith? How can devotional meetings be far from the spirit of the faith? So we asked those questions, as well as study circles, so the Ruhi Institute. And we also discussed the fact that in the 10-year crusade, we also taught, there was implemented the processes of firesides and deepenings. And so these new processes are just an elaboration. They're a supplement. They're not a replacement. They're an addition to these processes. So that's another thing we discussed.
Yeah. The last thing we want to say is an example, a historical example of the Emperor Constantine of the Roman Empire that accepted the Christian faith. So suddenly, the masses under the Roman Empire had a new religion, but they knew nothing about the religion. They were pagans. And this is one of the things that doomed the Christianity, that mined, I don't know if this word exists, the foundation of Christianity. But what we are now constructing is something that deals with consolidation, with teachings. If we are creating something that allows us to prevent such a conclusion, because we are constructing the structure that sustains our growth. That's all.
Thank you very much. How many people attended your workshop?
Six.
Now the color of the sky.
I was wondering, because in Romania it's different, I'm joking. Okay. We won't read the task again because it was already read, but we thought that this task might come for a real situation, like from a real problem. In the other task we had the other days, we could also find that this person has this problem because they might actually be a problem. So we thought that maybe, yeah, you can't feel the spirit in the community, but in no way you can accuse that it's because of the messages of the Universal House of Justice or because of the clusters. So if there is a lack of Baha'i spirit, it's not because of the messages, it's because of the people that don't arise to fulfill the tasks that we are asked to do. And then somebody in our group said that it might also be that there is no encouragement, because as we know, Shoghi Effendi was writing personal letters to people. So if you would rise to do something, or sometimes he would even point you to, you go and do that, you. And he also named, like, crusade, he used big names, and Knights of Baha'u'llah. And we thought maybe we have this problem, there is no. But if you have this problem, it's because we didn't read the messages of the Universal House of Justice, because they are really encouraging, and they are also saying names. They are actually saying this cluster in that country and that cluster in that country. And we also noticed another interesting thing. In one of the objectives of the 10-year crusade was the development of the functions of the institution of the Hands of the Cause. And right now, before our five-year plan, we had the inauguration of the International Teaching Center. And as we know, the auxiliary board member and the assistants are doing their best, and we can to encourage us and to help us. And then we also, like all the other groups, we talked about the similarities between the 10-year crusade and the five-year plan. And we said that one of the similarities is that Shoghi Effendi divided the world into, how we said, into four. Like, it had four major objectives. It was the development of the institution at the world center, the consolidation through carefully devised measures in the home fronts of the 12 administrative bases, in the operation of the plan. Then we had the consolidation of all the territories already open to the faith. And fourth was the opening of the chief and virgin territories. And right now we have the four clusters in the ABCD cluster, like the dividing into clusters. So Shoghi Effendi was dividing and was planning the world. No, that's not right. So Shoghi Effendi was like, in a way, dividing the world into this like virgin areas, consolidation area, and now we have to do the same thing in our countries. So we are in a way making our country the world. And then we thought that maybe this should be like, it's not really in the spirit of the faith because it's like puts it in the one country and it's not really unity. But then we've noticed like here we are so many youths that we are doing this. We are dividing our clusters and we are concentrating on my D cluster or on my B or A clusters from wherever we are coming. But with whichever of you I'm talking about, everybody talks about the same things, study circles, devotional meetings, children's classes. So it's like more unity than this. I don't know if it's possible. And I'll let Sarah continue.
Okay. I was just giving some points because we had a very deep consultation. So in order to not miss anything, I'll just make a comparison between the 10-year crusade and the institute and on 5-year plans. And we start also talking about the concept of heroism because it seems this nostalgic old man missed the hero part of everyone. And of course, at that time, Shoghi Effendi asked the community to arise and change continent, which could seem so, I mean, it is something belongs so to heroes. But now, today, we are asked to change completely our lifestyle. We are asked to be as much systematic as possible, as much methodical as possible. And, for example, for young people, it's really hard to carry on things in a very systematic ways. So this is actually an act of heroism because we change our life according to what the Universal House of Justice say. So, and then the other thing, the point about heroism also that that sometimes how come we look much more Baha'i into, I don't know how to say this in English anyway, into commerce, if we go and teach to in another continent, and or if we change house and we go through oceans and we fly away, but I mean, and we look less Baha'i if we teach our neighbor, or if we go pioneer in a city close to us. And actually, this is what the Universal House of Justice is talking about now. The Universal House of Justice is not talking anymore about international pioneer, but inner pioneering, and teaching to 4 categories of people, which are co-workers, families, friends, and neighbors. So this is the task of our time. Then the other thing, the other two similarity that we found is that when Mr. Nakhchavani showed us the booklet this morning, it could seem probably when the Baha'is of the world receive that booklet are very full of statistics and numbers and lists, and probably since the Guardian, as we know, had been criticized at his own times because of these statistics of or his maps or whatsoever, because okay, where is the spirit? We are talking about mystic, we are talking about religion. So how come you come out with maps? I mean, this is not a game. How come you come with numbers? How come you come with, I don't know, statistics? And when we received, the Baha'i world received 2 months ago, I guess, the document for systematic growth, a lot of Baha'is thought, excuse me, these are just statistics. I mean, you are just, the Universal House of Justice and the International Teachers Center are telling us how many Baha'is there were in 2002, how many in 2003 attending the study circles, how many 2004. Excuse me, where is the religion part? So, no, but I mean, many Baha'i thinks that. But there was a sentence in the notes. Oh, sorry. Was saying that anyway. I say with my own words that. To have real deep eyes, there were not just numbers, but there was something preparing for the election of Universal House of Justice at that time, and that were the practical signs of of a spiritual part. Actually, Shoghi Effendi said, not start those speech starting with words and ending with words. And if we talk just spirit, it's something, I mean, actually, really not... I mean, we have to see... because this word must be a mirror of the spirit, and the mirror needs the tools of material things. I mean, they are useful, and Universal House of Justice has the same vision as the Guardian had, Then anyway, all these statistics and number are what we are today and what we were yesterday. And they are a recognition also of the efforts of all those who arise and who are arising right now, because the Universal House of Justice, as Shoghi Effendi also did, it's something like showing us, look, this is what you have done. This is what you are doing. So, I mean, numbers... It's not enough calling them numbers. And I don't know, I think I forgot everything.
Thank you very much. How many people attended your seminar? Seven. Yeah, the blue one, yeah. It's a pity that other people lost this seminar. So, now the color of love. Red. Here we call purple. Yes.
Dear friends, first of all, I apologize that I have to repeat some of the points that the other groups made. I'm very sorry, I just tried to keep it very short. But first of all, I just want to tell you that I think this old lady is a wonderful lady. Just because she remembers the time of Shoghi Effendi when she herself arose to serve him, to serve the cause, and answer his call. Now, 10-year crusade was a really, it was an amazing, a great undertaking, and absolutely a turning point in the history of our cause, of the Baha'i Faith. Namely because it was really the first time in the history that that Shoghi Effendi made the Baha'i world work together to work for the one common goal, one vision that he had. Now, and we also remember what we heard in the morning earlier, that there were four conferences where Baha'is came together, and what was the purpose of that? To get to know each other, to mix, in order to go out and spread the faith, right? Now, what was really the purpose of that 10-year crusade? Just very shortly, as Shoghi Effendi put it, raising the institutions of them at the World Center. Besides that, as already mentioned, dividing the world into certain areas, parts, and every area was given their own goals. But then really spreading the faith all over the world, all over the globe. Opening new territories, in one word, teach, teach, teach. And You know, I'm sure those of you who remember what the spirit animated the whole world, the hearts of the Baha'is who rose to serve. The whole purpose of that plan, really, the way I understand it, was Shoghi Effendi preparing the world for his for his passing. After the passing of Shoghi Effendi, we know that the House of Justice was to be established. Now, how was the world to establish the House of Justice? We needed NSAs, right? So the purpose was to establish as many NSAs as possible all over the world who were like the pillars of the dome, which was the Universal House of Justice. And, also at this point, you remember the example of, you know, the point and the letter and the word and all this. Finally, we have the Universal House of Justice, the head of the faith. I would just like to here bring you a couple of extracts from the Will and Testament of Abdul Baha. Just to remind us that really what the guidelines that the House of Justice is giving now has the same effect as the guidance that was given us before. So in his Will and Testament, Abdul Baha says, "The guardian of the cause of God as well as the universal house of justice, to be universally elected and established, are both under the care and protection of the Apa beauty. Under the shelter and unerring guidance of His Holiness, the Exalted One. Whatsoever they decide is of God. Whoso obeyeth Him not, neither obeyeth them, has not obeyed God." And in another extract he says, "That which this body, whether unanimously or by a majority, doth carry, this is verily the truth and the purpose of God Himself. Whatsoever they decide has the same effect as the text itself." So this is just to remind us that really the guidance from the House of Justice is infallible. And again, we also drew these parallels between the 10-year crusade and the plan that we have in our hands right now. So I'm not going into very much detail, but all this, you know, the plan that we have on the national level, it's all clear to you now. The purpose that we have today is the same. What do we want to do? We want to spiritualize the masses. We want to teach the faith. We want people to wake up to the new revelation. And really, what we have is the common goal, the common vision, something that really keeps the unity of the entire Baha'i world. So, in short, we cannot say really that there is no spirit. The spirit is the same. It's the same as it was during the 10-year crusade. The people who answered the call of Shoghi Effendi in 1953, the spirit with which they did it, it's the same today. When the Baha'is all over the world rise to the call of the Universal House of Justice, our beloved head of the faith.
Thank you very much. How many people you were in your seminar?
Six.
Six.
The color of a small, beautiful flower.
Pink. Pink.
First of all, I would like to thank you for randomly inviting me as one of the speakers of this afternoon. And I have chosen this topic because I was thinking I've been to Kyoto and this is a wonderful opportunity to tell you about the changing times in our beloved faith. Remember, only 50 years ago, we were in this 10 years crusade, 10 years plan of Shoghi Effendi, and now we are in a 5-year plan. Well, what kind of difference is this? Well, it's a different epoch, epoch. But we are in the same era. We have still the same spirit. So how can we see this? Well, we are following the plan of Shoghi Effendi. We are going towards this new world order which he described. And our duty as a Baha'i, we believe in unity. That's what Baha'i faith is all about. So, and we've given this tool, the covenant. And if we follow the covenant, we are united. So the Universal House of Justice is our head of the faith, just as Shoghi Effendi was in the days like 50 years ago. But those objectives of Shoghi Effendi, of the crusade, are still the same. We are not taking a different road. There is no different road. There is one road towards the new world order, and that's through the covenant. And we are building upon each other. It's one. So, but we went through a change of culture, and it's not like going, selling your house and going to another country. No, it's something which inside your head. And that's something that goes very slowly sometimes. But if you remember, like 50 years, that's not even one generation. Or I don't know how you count generations, but I think, I don't know. Okay, yeah, okay. So we have had this change of morality. In the 10-year crusade, we had this wonderful quote of Mrs. Nakhivani told us, that they said, many of us are prepared to die for the faith, but who is prepared to live? That was the change of morality, of mentality in the people back then. And we're having a change now as well. Like, as we heard from the speakers before, we are not going to other countries. We are having a crusade of our own, in our families, in our community, ourselves. So we are progressive. That's what we are. So why should we then stick to 50 years ago? That's insane. So we are progressive. And to us, it's difficult to understand this change. Like, why should we go through all this trouble? But fortunately, we have someone who does understand, and that's the Universal House of Justice. Because they are divinely inspired, just as Shoghi Effendi was. So we are loving Baha'u'llah. Yes. Like, look at Building Momentum. Have you seen that movie, like that video? Yes. Yeah. What was that about? It was about the love for Baha'u'llah. So, the spirit is important. That's what we are building. And we are very fortunate to have these older Baha'is in our community who still remember, who went through a change, and they were able to do so. So why shouldn't they be able to do so now? They have these inspiring stories to tell us, to share. And we should take advantage of them. We should hold them, yeah, close. And, well.
In your
seven.
So on paper, lots of Baha'is.
color of there is a special gem in Iran.
We were 11 in our group, just one group. My dear friend Nabila, I need you. Okay, the feeling expressed by this individual, whether lady or gentleman, was a clear indication for us that there was a lack of understanding of the plans of Shoghi Effendi or the vision of Shoghi Effendi. So we thought it might be very helpful to first give some insights into the vision of Shoghi Effendi to have the link. As an example, nowadays, when I look at our community in Germany, it takes a long time till the activities announced by the Universal House of Justice are put into action. For example, it took over 3 years that the institute process was put into action because we didn't understand the concept behind it, what it means and why we have it. So it might be very important first to bring the link to the background and the history of these processes.
Then we discussed about the fact that the Universal House of Justice's approach to the plans with the clusters and the division in the different communities is essentially the same as the approach of Shoghi Effendi and the vision that he had in mind.
For example, Shoghi Effendi has divided the world into three categories, as we heard this morning. We had the generals, we had the consolidation territories, and we had the virgin territories. And nowadays, this was on a worldwide view, and nowadays we have the same categories in one country. We have one country which is divided into several regions which are divided or which are characterized by different categories.
And now the amount of believers and the different backgrounds that we have in the different communities really calls for the necessity of a structured and systematic method for expansion and consolidation.
For example, we heard this morning the example of Africa. Shoghi Effendi has first divided this into three national spiritual assemblies, besides the National Spiritual Assembly of Sudan and Egypt. It was divided into three regions. When the growth in this country and the community developed, it was possible to soon create NSAs in every single country. So this process was going slow and slow from a world, or from a bigger to a smaller aspect.
So as this morning Mr. Nachtmani mentioned, Shoghi Effendi had the 12 generals, the NSA, the 12 generals. And in fact, this is a quote, the purpose was to associate, communicate, and get to know each other. So as a Baha'i world. Now, if we relate this to today's world, we can see that the 10-year crusade was the foundation for the plans that we have now. The foundation that allows clusters and institutes or cluster meetings and gives us a possibility to communicate, associate, and get to know each other on a new basis. Right. Yet, yes. Okay. Now, yet this just refers directly to the question now that all the groups had. The lack of teaching that is present, or the lack of spirit in the teaching, is much less the fault of the plan, the system that we have, but rather the lack of spirit in the individuals. So how we self-motivate, propel each other, or ourselves.
We were wondering, actually, when we talked to each other, since we're immature, maybe the lack of teaching wouldn't be as much when the Universal House of Justice
would decide to give some titles for the people who will open new regions or help to prosper the region activities. But we had the example of an airplane, using the airplane to describe the current situation. The airplane is flying with a spirit. Sometimes the airplane can't go higher because there's lack of fuel or lack of anything else. Nowadays, technology, as I was told, which I didn't know before, some other airplane or something comes to fuel up the airplane so it can take off more. So as we believe that we are in a situation right now that we prepare ourselves to take off, we are getting fuel now by going into the institute process, by opening the devotionals, and with the next plan of the Universal House of Justice, we will hopefully, inshallah, take off.
Okay, so the faith today is, as we've established now, there is more on individual level, and not like in the 10-year crusade where, as Nesa mentioned, the guardian would take you by the hand, tell you, write you personal letters, tell you things directly, but it's more our own motivation that counts now.
And nowadays the plans are more detailed and profound. So for example, one of the examples our group has thought about was that the plans not only take care of the expansion of the cause, but they also try, for example, with the Ruhi Institute, to produce or to increase the capacities and the potentialities of the regions or the individuals.
So what is of dire importance is that we have trust in the Universal House of Justice and in their undertaking and the administrative order as envisaged by Shoghi Effendi.
So our quote would be, or is, from Shoghi Effendi: "It is surely for those to whose hands so priceless a heritage has been committed to prayerfully watch, lest the tool should supersede the faith itself, lest undue concern for the minute details arising from the administration of the cause obscure the vision of its promoters, lest partiality, ambition, and worldliness tend in the course of time to becloud the radiance, stain the purity, and impair the effectiveness of the faith of Baha'u'llah."
You were 11, yeah? Now, because somebody of you has a problem to distinguish the color, so which is this color? Pink? Pink.
As I don't want to take too much time, I borrowed a watch, so... our group start to share what we learned from the lesson of this morning, and also the doubts. More of the subject were also said before for the previous groups. But one point we focused on was the title conferred to the hands of the cause of God after the passing of the beloved guardian and before the election of the Universal House of Justice. In this period, they had been instructed by the guardian to appoint in each continent an additional auxiliary board, complementing the function of the original board, whose duty will be exclusively concerned with assisting the prosecution of the 10-year plan. So from these words of the letter, of the last message of Sheikh Effendi written in October 1957, we can understand that the function of the hands of the cause of God was had in the framework of this exactly period was extended also to administrative authority, and this is what because we thought that somebody could complain about this, and we also have talked about the fact that also Baha'u'llah himself talk about the hand of the cause in the Kitab Yardas when he says that after him this authority shall pass to their son and after them to the house of justice, should it be established in the world by then. Otherwise, the endowments shall revert to the people of Baha, who speak not except by his leave and judge not save in accordance with what God has decreed in this table. So after this summarization, we have read the task.
So concerning to the task, there was this parallel we had to make between the time of 10-year crusade and nowadays our 5-year plan. So in all, to say, the 10-year crusade was a time when it was an outwards process of teaching. Now it is now the process is inwards. Then it was we had to spread the faith. The Baha'is had to build the communities, spread this divine message all around the world. Now, when it is spread, we have to educate ourselves, and so we are ready to to answer the questions of more educated surrounding society. So. Some parallels which were already mentioned were like the plans which were made by Guardian. They were also not understood correctly with by everybody. Not all the believers could understand what is happening. Nowadays, the letters of Universal House of Justice, they are talking a lot about these three core activities. And lots of people are saying, why do we need it? What is that? It's just something not important. It's no spirituality at all. Okay, let's see what are these three core activities. So what is the Ruhi circle? What is this deepening classes? It is the thing which helps us to understand understand the message and understand it really deeply to develop our knowledge. Devotionals, it's a way to spiritualization, so our spirit grows. And the children classes, we are just making secure future for us. We are investing in our future. And the clusters, the clusters, and this what was separation, like 12 generals and consolidation and virgin territories. It's the same which is our clusters now, but it's also more exact in details. So then it was spread outwards from one the general country outwards to other countries. Now it is going from the insides of the country towards the people of the same country or towards the virgin territories in the same. And the example was like the guardian. He was building. We are building a house. He made framework for this house, and we are making walls. Yeah, of course, it looks different. The whole building might seem different from the framework which was, but we are doing all the same work. We are moving towards the same goal.
Thank you.
How many attended your group? How many people?
Seven.
Seven? Okay. So the last one. In Italy we say that is the color of hope. Please.
Salapa, dear friends. We were picked. and we'll just pick alcuni punti from what we had talked of, yes, because actually so many things were mentioned. We were also very fascinated by the parallels. And one of the parallels we found was also the things we have in our material about the gems of divine guidance given to us in the tablets of divine plan on which the 10-year crusade was based are, for example, the urgency of the teaching work, which is, as you all know, in Book 6 of the Ruhi Institute, Methods of Effective Teaching and Propagation, Book 6 and Book 2, Spiritual Qualities of Those Who Teach, Book 1, Book 2, Book 6, Book 7. And actually, you can go through all the points and see the parallels between them. So actually, we are in the same spirit of Abdu'l-Bahá himself when we do institute process. And the other thing was that the last major message Shoghi Effendi wrote was the thing we had today in the morning on June the 4th, 1957, he wrote this sentence on which Mr. Banani, Mr. Nahchevani had pondered on, which was the security of our precious faith, the preservation of the spiritual health of the Baha'i communities, the vitality of the faith of its individual members, the proper functioning of its laboriously erected institutions, the fruition of its worldwide enterprises, and the fulfillment of its ultimate destiny are all directly dependent on the befitting discharge of the weighty responsibilities resting upon the members of the two institutions we were just discussing. So actually, for example, the vitality of the faith is upheld by the three core activities, and so we can go on with all the points he's mentioning.
Yeah, it's very interesting to see how the Universal House of Justice asked the Baha'i Youth to be the vanguard of this generation, and we should be the driving force of each cluster, so we should really take care of these older Baha'is that are close to us, and really, no, really, it's very precious. Like, for example, in Sicily, I love very much this one family workshop, because there are members from children to really older Baha'is, and they are working all together in a spirit of unity, and the media, the TV, the newspaper write articles on them, because they are a living example. And this is really special. And also, the words of the beloved guardian addressed to the Baha'i youth were ringing in my heart. And he said, I urge you, while you are pursuing your studies, to dedicate as much time as you possibly can to a true study of the history of the faith and its teachings. This is a prerequisite for a successful career in the annals of the faith. So we really see how essential is that if a person that has really had the privilege to participate in the 10-year crusade and mentioned that actually the fifth epoch lack of the spirit, we should really be able to step back in the second epoch where the 10-year crusade was launched and understand this friend, connect with the heart of this friend and really address the architectural background of this formative building. How come we are in the fifth floor? What happened before? Where is the foundation? But how can I talk about the foundation? How can an architect design a building if he doesn't have a training? So this is really the principle of Training Institute. And the Baha'i youth, here we should be the driving force. It's so clear. The propellers of the entire institute process should be must be the Baha'i Youth.
We had a wonderful quotation, which is, I hope I would read it adequately. The most great peace, as conceived by Baha'u'llah, a peace that must inevitably follow as the practical consequence of the spiritualization of the world and the fusion of all its races, creeds, classes, and nations, can rest on no other basis and can be preserved through no other agency except the divinely appointed ordinances that are implicit in the world order that stands associated with His holy name. So, I think it speaks for itself that the spiritualization of the masses was the focal point or the focus of the 10-year crusade as it is today for us. Just the progress we have made as a community, we have had more experience. We have, and we have other,
How's it called?
Resources. Nowadays than we had 50 years ago, so our tools are more refined in order to achieve the same goal. It's nothing different we're doing.
Okay. Good. Thank you very much.
How many you were in your...
Six.
Seven. No, all together with the
seven tutors.
Okay. Thank you very much to all the group. Thank you for the people who came here for their presentation. Thank you. So.